Welcome to the show. This is our post-Halloween November 1st week 8 results and week 9 preview. My name is Bov, and what a special show we have tonight. For the first time, I think, Harvey, is this first time all season?
Don't know, Bov, but it's been a very long time.
First time in a while. We have four members of the show
and a
here
dog.
On the pod and a dog. Harvey's here. Harvey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Bov, and just got to get this out of the way. I was canceled again last week. Too many F-bombs. I know. Sorry, Kamish. Sorry, Tish, if you're listening. Emily, if you're listening. That's unacceptable, and I will be on my absolute best behavior today, Bov.
Wow. That's amazing. I really appreciate you saying that, Harvey. And there's still a potential that you'll pull a Harvey and go back on that, but I guess we'll just have to see what happens over the next 45 minutes or so. How was your Halloween, Harvey?
Amazing. Watch Friday Night Lights.
Love it.
Can't imagine doing anything else.
Go Panthers. Go. Actually, go East Dillon. I think you're in season 3.
Yeah, but go Panthers.
Okay.
He's still let me down this week. We'll get to that.
Ooh. All right. We got Scotty here. We're also looking forward to a Sacramento Kings Golden State Warriors game here about 52 minutes from now. Everybody is repping Kings on the pod tonight. So Scotty, how are you doing? How's your Halloween?
Doing great. Halloween is great. We were Simba, Mufasa, Scar, Nala, walked around, got some candy, Spencer's first Halloween. So that's what I'm focused on, not the show, but.
A little crazy that, so Spencer's birthday is what day?
September 13th.
So Spencer, despite being born in mid-September, got to experience Halloween before a fantasy football win.
Yep, he turned 7 weeks old today. Congrats to Spencer.
Okay, more on that in a little bit. We are also joined on the pod tonight by Ross from Dose, repping a really dope Kings hat, by the way, brother.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing? How was Halloween?
Halloween was great. We drank like 5 or 6 bottles of wine last night, played some board games, watched some movies. No, I wish. We played like villain, sorry, kind of with the spooky vibe and shit. Mm-hmm. Oh shoot. Bad word. and then watched that Five Nights at Freddy's movie. Kind of booty, but it was all right.
All right. Glad to hear everybody had a good Halloween. So we didn't record last night because Halloween festivities / Friday Night Lights / I was getting caught up on Loki. Ross, Loki? Are we feeling Loki?
Loki's fire, bro.
Okay.
We got Marvel's next weekend in theaters. Go cop your tickets. Yeah. It's going to be great.
All right. Week 8 in the show. We're going to start with the high scorer of the week because the guy is simply on fire right now. And it's Dose and a Half Men, 125 points. And it's Wide Wide West, 96.5, respectable, but not enough to beat Dose. Ross from Dose, your thoughts on the victory?
Yeah, honestly, Dose is insane. Dose is crazy. We owe it all to the Half Man, honestly, for this crazy run. Just 100, way past 100 every single week, it feels like. Honestly, pretty good performance by Wide Wide West, 96.5. It's just like it's not 100, but it like that would have beat decent amount of other teams, So props to Wide Wide West for a solid performance. But like Pat Mahomes put up 4 and we still got 125. Quick little shout out to Jay Gibbs, 18.5, TETN, awesome. Puka Nacua was kind of Fluka Nacua this week, 3.5, but B. Aubrey, 11.5, J. Addison, 12.5, CD Lamb, 25 points. Like, that's crazy, bro. 25. Like, how did he score 25 points, dude? That's crazy. Dose to the moon, bro.
Do you want to shout out Matt Gifford for Taysom Hill at wide receiver tight end this week?
Do
Chris, you threw up your hands. Were you going to say that?
I was going to say it's – I don't know what's going on with Taysom Hill because I've seen him in the running back spot the last 4 weeks. I click on his name. Now it says he's only wide receiver tight end eligible. I mean, I'm not going to say it, Bub, but everyone knows what I'm thinking. So,
ooh. Scotty, what is he thinking?
Just total jack of all trades kind of player is what he's thinking. Good for Matt Gifford for having him on the squad is what he's thinking.
All right, Scotty or Harvey, how insane is Dose?
So insane, Bub. So insane. We said it last week. Me and Ally Dose, we squashed the beef. Now it's like all we do is blow out whoever we're playing. It doesn't matter. Ross has guys Monday night, and he's already – clearly won the game. They still put up like 20 points. Dose is absolutely insane. I'm still trying to reach levels of that insanity right now, Bub. We're not quite there. Have had some really fun talks today. Ooh. Doesn't sound like anything's going to happen, but we'll see. We'll see. And I can never root for this gift team solely because of the Taysom Hill thing. The fact that the commissioner's just sweep that right under the rug as if nothing's ever happened is absolutely amazing to me. I wish I could cuss, Bub. I wish I could cuss.
We're one matchup in and Harvey's on the verge. Scotty, I want to get you in on this as someone who is clearly not peaking right now. Okay. I think that's everybody can see.
Facts.
Is there any caution for teams that are peaking right now, that when you want to be peaking in the show is in December, not late October?
No concerns, Bob. Maybe if he was like 7-1, 8-0, maybe he's, you know, got too many lucky wins due for some losses. But this kid's 5-3. They're putting up really solid numbers. It's not fluky. This is the best team in the show, bar none. Way better than Fly Harvey Fly. Amazing talks with Dose and Half Men today. Got a deal done like 10 minutes ago. So just love those guys over there.
Great deal.
Well, Scotty said way better than Fly Harvey Fly, hands down. So that's our natural segue. Fly Harvey Fly 108. Very strong. It's not quite 125, but 108 is very strong. Sace Armadillo is 82.5. Harvey, you talked about it last week. Dana's your guy. We're loving Dana this season, but this had to be done. Your thoughts on the victory?
Oh, yeah. It feels so good to get another win, Bub. I think some people on this pod are just forgot what that's like. They got babies. They got daddy to worry about. Harvey's all business and show. Harvey will beat the living heck out of some of his top allies like Dana. He doesn't care who he's playing.
Great word choice, by the way.
Ekelar, we threatened Austin last week, and he performed well enough. Still, we want to see that up to like a 21, 22, not a 13. But yeah, Bub, I mean, Scotty can take shots at me all he wants, but I'll keep going in the hundreds, keep blowing people out. I don't really give a shoot about what he's saying. So,
credible restraint there, Harvey.
So he's Ross. Poking the bear, Bub. He's poking the bear.
Okay.
Try it.
Okay, Ross. If Dose is insane, then what is High Fly Harvey Fly?
Like pre insane.
Okay.
Like right there, almost insane. It's just a great squad. 108, that's so close to insane. It's like super good. It's like, I want to say it's insane because it's like pretty much is, but if Dose is insane, I can't just say that they're like the same, you know? So it's so good. Harvey's so good. So right there, Higgins and Diggs going out this week on Sunday Night Football. We'll get to that in the preview, but I know it's happening. Fly Harvey Fly, great squad. Oh, so good. So good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Scotty, you got anything on this one, on anything to add on Fly Harvey Fly?
Just a couple of holes. I mean, Jordan Love, Mac Jones. I can't talk. My QBs are absolute dog poop. But yeah, Love and Mac Jones are just disgusting. Deonta Foreman, you know, Roshan's coming back, came back. And then, you know, Higgins and Flowers kind of laid an egg this week. So I don't know. They're very good. They're very, very good. Like Ross was saying, just not insane level. So I agree.
Okay. Next game, let's go hot seats, get the victory, improved to 6-2. Los Cuervos, 89.5. This one actually did come down to Monday Night Football. Stev and Steve, a little bit trailing, needed Sam Laporta, Detroit rookie tight end, to come up big, and he did, giving hot seats the win. Don falls to 3-5. Harvey, what do you got on this one?
If you would have told me at the start of the year that it was basically Sam Laporta against Devontae Adams to decide who wins this game, and Laporta outscores him 11.5-1, I would say you're Scotty Santor levels of stupid. Just unreal that happened. We were kind of texting on the side. I think you were in that text, Bub, because we were rooting for Jacobs as well. And glad to see One Bone got the dub. Love Sam Laporta. I actually thought this was going to be a big blowout, so kudos to Don for keeping it relatively close. But hot seats are too hot, man. They're too hot.
Ross, Scotty, you guys got anything on this one?
Yeah, I mean, both teams would have lost to Wide Wide West, but – you know, solid performances from both squads. Yeah, that's it. Solid.
Go, Steph.
All right. Let's go to the other game that came down to Monday Night Football. That is Sergeant Santor holding off East Dillon Lions.
Wow.
96 for the commission, 94.5 for East Dillon. Jacobs turned out needed, I think I had the tie breaker, although it was close, so I could be wrong. Hey, close. Jacobs needed 12.5 to tie. Despite a first half touchdown, only scores 11. The commish hangs on. I was left to go to bed on Monday night, absolutely valiant. But Scotty, from the commish's perspective, nice to get this one to improve to 5-3.
Yeah, commish was over the moon about this one. He definitely lost some gray hairs. My mom comes and helps with Spence every once in a while, or every week, I should say. Came yesterday and got the full rundown for how my dad was handling Monday Night Football. He's in one room, she's in the other. When Jacob scores that touchdown, speaking of F-bombs, I think she heard an F-bomb from across the room. some sort of curse word. I'm kind of embellishing the F-bomb part of it, but that's what I'm imagining in my head. He thought he was screwed. He thought he was done. And then the freaking Raiders laid the biggest egg of all time in the second half because they suck ass and fired their coach and GM. So my dad squeaked away, another lucky one. Get moved to 5-3, one spot closer to playoffs. And I can't wait to lose to him this week. I hope he beats me.
Well, to speak to that, so the commish, so Monday Night Football starts at like 5:15, 5:20. Here's the text from the commish. 6:23 p.m. No Lions run defense. It's over. Congrats. Concession text from the commish. And I think Jacobs might have scored one more point the rest of the game. So congrats to Mark. It was definitely a fun one to keep track of throughout the week. I think my all-time phased moment of the season was Jonathan Taylor racking up like 95 yards in the first quarter in the Colts game. 12 carries, something like that. Does not touch the ball again the rest of the game. And I'm watching red zone. I see the Colts in the red zone a lot. And who's in there running back on the goal line? Z Moss. gets a touchdown for the Colts instead of Jonathan Taylor. And that is the difference in the game right there. So congrats to Mark. Harvey, what do you got on this one?
I love East Dillon, Bub. I'm seeing a lot of former Harvey that unfortunately made their way to the Star, but found a nice home with Coach Taylor. Love to see that more than anything. Hate to see this L more than anything, though. It's pulling hard for your boy Jacobs, but they are just so try-ish. And I just Mark's 5-3 squad. I see nothing special here. A lot of like old or like nasty names: Kareem Hunt, Deontay Johnson, Lockett, Olave, scumbag. Bleh.
Ross, last thing on this one. Despite the L, one big storyline coming out of this game is the emergence of Will Levis. Not on GG, but instead on East Dillon. Yeah. So halfway through the season here, GG does not have Will Levis or Puka Nacua to come full circle on the lulls from early in the season. Your thoughts on Will Levis? Again, not GG, but instead Will Levis on East Dillon.
Yeah, I mean, top five quarterback rest of the season. Will Levis is incredible. He's got to be – he will end up being on par with Puka Nacua the rest of the season. That's how good this guy is. That was not a one-hit wonder game. Will Levis is the truth. Titans are a Super Bowl contender. At this point, DeAndre Hopkins is a top one wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins. AJ Brown's too. If AJ Brown had Will Levis throwing to him, then we could talk, but he does. So, you know, I would say East Dillon Lions is on the decline, but throw Will Levis instead of Kay Pickett, and we got a playoff squad. Congrats to East Dillon. Sergeant Santor, great dub. I think these are two playoff teams. Excited to play one of them in the postseason. But both these teams still would have lost to Wide Wide West.
So I am getting fairly old, but I do remember the big hype about this preview last week was that winner playoffs, loser derby. That's what you use.
Oh, shit. But, dude. You. Yeah. You. But I did say that. But I didn't realize W. Levis was going to be on East Dillon Lions.
Okay. Okay.
Like, that completely changed everything. You're so right. I did say that. And I it would have been facts, but he got W. Levis. So it's like, that's crazy, you know?
Bro, yeah. It's crazy that, like, Will Levis was on waivers. Yeah. Like, some people would value, like, I don't know, a really good receiver over Will Levis. Or him over a really good receiver. So the fact that he just was sitting there on waivers, chilling.
Yep.
For, like, not even one of the worst teams in the show to pick him up last week. But, like, he fell to me at 4-3.
Crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
The quarterback situation's been crazy. Like, T-Bag just got dropped. Like, starting quarterbacks are just getting dropped in the show. It's been a wild year.
Idiots, man. Idiots.
And we're halfway – we still got half the year left. It's going to be T-Bag's insane.
T-Bag's unrosterable.
All right. Next game, let's talk about the team that we're all trolling right now. You know, GG, there were some rumblings that maybe GG was back. Those turned out to be untrue. GG falls to 2-6. 91.5, a respectable score, but he got absolutely throttled by, wait for it, Gus Edwards, of all people, and Big Tuna. So Tyler erupts for 114.5. Very, very good week for Tyler and Gus Edwards. Wow, that's crazy. So Big Tuna improves to 3-5. Not totally out of it. I think Tyler, how bad was Tyler's start? Was he 0-4? 1-3?
I don't know.
He was like penciled into Derby for a little while there. And at 3-5, just a couple games back of 500, GG 2-6. Harvey, hate to see it.
Oh, Juju's back, bub. Juju's back. Burrow is back, healthy, calf, amazing. Just carved up that blank Niners defense. And Juju is just incredible, bub. I'm loving the Dolphins receivers. Waddle's back. Running out of back guys to say they're back, but Juju is amazing. And Tyler's just NorCal gods. NorCal gods. That's all there is to. There's no analysis. NorCal, El Dorado Hills, peaked with an ally this weekend. Banger Bells, see you there, man. Whoa. Niners game, see you there. Kings game, see you there. Dub, 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 dub. Big Tuna is back as well.
Wow. Ross, you were nodding your head no when Harvey was saying that GG's back.
GG's so back.
Yeah.
No. Can you nod your head no?
GG is by far the worst team in this show. They will always be the worst team in the show as long as Andrew and Brandon are together, because they make terrible decisions together. This team sucks. Joe Burrow is back. I'll agree with that. He's so back. But like, he's got Hill, he's got Waddle. That's awesome. But like, he's starting guys like Ridley, who sucks. He's starting guys like Jay McLaughlin, who sucks, and Harris, M. Thomas, K. Farnbarn. Like, K. Farnbarn got like 1 point, bro. That's terrible. So this team, they got no depth. Like, it's so bad. GG, not win another game rest of the season. I do want to give a massive shout out to just went back on the screen and saw that. Big shout out to Big Tuna. He's been terrible in the show for years. Some of it just unfortunate with injuries, man. He knew he needed to make a change in his life if he wanted to compete in the show. So he moved to NorCal. He's like, Carissa, babe, I suck. We gotta do something. He's like, and she's like, what do you want to do? He's like, I think we got to go to El Dorado Hills. And she was like, all right, whatever you got to do to be good in the show. And look at him now. Big risk. San Diego is arguably better than El Dorado Hills, but he knew he needed to make a change. So props to Tyler and Carissa. 3-5 is awesome. 114.5 is borderline insane. So that's crazy, man. Good for him.
Scotty, I don't know what else we could add to this recap. But any final thoughts on GG versus Big Tuna?
Yeah, I feel like I had a lot, and then Dose and Fly Harvey went off with some tangents. So just great to see Big Tuna over the weekend. He was
We'll definitely go to you first on the next one, Scotty. Okay.
Sounds good. But yeah, short of it is, Tyler's awesome. Love to see him. He's very different NorCal Tyler versus SoCal Tyler. He's going to keep winning games. Love to see it.
And the final game for week 8, you know, I'm out of words.
We can skip.
It's just letters at this point. No, it's just L and L, 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 L all the time, every week.
Injuries, man.
Lamar, 105, improves to 6-2. All-Stars, by far the lowest score of the week. 62 falls to 1-7. That is 7 straight losses for Star. Just to put that in perspective, the fantasy football season is 14 weeks long. 7 losses in a row. That is 50% of your season. All in a row. Scotty, I mean, I say it every week, like, your son has not seen you win a fantasy football game in his entire life. And he was born 7 weeks ago.
And he was off the pod for like 2 weeks, and we're still saying the same thing.
It's just like, I could just record myself saying this and play it every week. But here we are talking about you taking another loss. Kirk Cousins. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the season we're having. I mean, Tyrod gets hurt in like the first quarter. Kirk Cousins tears his ACL. And guess who else had Aaron Rodgers? All stars. Damien Pierce, big ankle injury. So it's not good for over here at All Stars, but we're trying everything we can. You know, we dove deep into the Kings, wearing the King shirt. We ordered the beam. Spence has got a custom embroidered King shirt. We're stoked for the Kings. So we're trying to have some of those Kings momentum carry over into the All-Stars world. But we're just making moves for week 14. That's all I've been focused on, week 14 Derby. But also trying to get a, you know, full roster in this week. Made some trades, texting lots of allies this week. So still very engaged, still very involved. We play my dad. Maybe I can sneak by him this week. But we're not worried about it. We're just worried about week 14, bro.
I mean, there's absolutely no way anyone – and this is year 20 of the show. There's no way anyone has had two QBs tear their Achilles in the same season, let alone both before the season is halfway over. That's absolutely insane. Unreal luck for Star. Harvey, I mean, you've been saying for weeks that Star will not win another game the rest of the season. And while at first it was like, okay, there's like, it's like 3 months of the season left. Now, I mean, we're in week 9 now. So, I mean, I'm sure nothing's changed. What else is there to say?
No, stuff has changed, but his chances of winning a game are getting worse and worse. It's like ACL, boom, ACL, boom, Tyrod dead, boom. D. Pierce, I see an injury tag. He sucks anyway. There is one good player on this team, and that guy could score 40 points, and this guy would still get blown out. Wouldn't be close. It's absolutely – it's hilarious. I was going to say pathetic. It's more funny than sad to me. And Scotty is being a good sport about it. Absolutely love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So shout-out, Star. You will not win a game, brother. Spence got you, bro. He got you good.
And, Injuries, man.
Nah, Spence. It's all Spence, bro.
Injuries, man.
Spence. And yeah, good win for the Lamborghinis over here. Pretty easy to beat a team that doesn't exist. Like, this team is like, he gets thrown on the screen as an opponent, but it's not real. It's like Kamish has to put someone there, and it's just an auto win for the team who's playing him. So good job, boys. See you this week.
Ross, let's get you to weigh in on this. I mean, on one hand, you know, you hear Scotty talk about his Halloween. He's got a family now. They're dressed up as Lion Kings, Mufasa, Simba, and it's beautiful. And then on the other hand, you look at the effect this is having on his fantasy football performance in the show. Brother, like, help us make sense of this.
I do love that movie, The Lion King. Great costumes.
Yes.
That's
awesome. Yes.
Costumes were awesome.
What I love about this league is everything that Fly Harvey Fly just said could be 100% right, and this man could still make the playoffs.
Week 14?
He won't. Even if he loses week 14, he could still be a playoff team, which is crazy.
He won't. I don't know about that.
You know, this guy's an ally. What would you say?
If I lose week 14, I still have a chance. I don't know about that.
No, but you do, because what if you're playing a playoff team who's already in the playoffs, but you still
score the win highest. The Derby with a loss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could still.
Oh, gotcha.
This man's active. He knows his team is in a tough spot. I have faith this man could pull it together. Like I said. He's active. His mindset is on week 14. I think it's better than what a lot of other teams that are derby bound are doing. Like, what was it? GG? Is that how you say it? Like, that team's trash. Their owners, or whatever you want to call them, the people that run that team, they're in shambles. GG sucks, man. They're like they probably still think that they can make the playoffs like by winning games when they can't win games. They don't make trades. They don't do anything. They're just garbage. They just drop studs like Will Levis. They don't pick up Puka Nacua. So GG sucks. Stars making moves. you know, watch out for him week 14.
Facts.
All right. That'll put a bow on week 8. Now, there were no buys in week 8. Now, week 9, we've got good teams on buys. We've got the Niners on a bye. We've got the Lions on a bye. We got the Jags on a bye. Who's not good? Oh, Niners aren't good.
Niners are GG. Dose levels are GG.
Troll.
Niners are not good. They need the bye. And the Broncos, some Broncos players in this league. So we're going to start with two. I see two really good games this week. So we're going to start with these. We're going to start with Hot Seats versus Dose and Half Men. Both teams on a 3-game winning streak. Hot Seats are 6-2. Dose is 5-3. Now for Dose, no Jay Gibbs. No Amon-Ra St. Brown. No Travis Etienne. Hot Seats, no Sam Laporta. So Dose, you know, no injuries, but buys, man. Scotty, you made the move today. You got Ross a running back. You got a nice receiver with upside in return. Do you think Dose has enough to get by Hot Seats, even with the buys?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a wire-to-wire win from Dose and a Half Men. It starts in Germany. It starts with Patrick. It starts against Tua. He's got Patrick Tereshi Rice in Germany. 6:30 a.m., two touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes, Rishi Rice just going out. Tua, you know, he's probably distracted, checking out the German pubs and all that stuff. Been there for a week, distracted. This is definitely a Dose win. I love Dose. They picked up Kenny this week, picked him up from me, and he's going to be solid. I would consider Derek Carr, though, over CJ Stroud. Possibly. They play the Bears, so maybe.
Interesting.
Consider. Could be a tough call. Germany is crazy. Harvey, you were expressive during Scotty's preview there.
Oh, so yeah. What do you got? Hey, he on that D again, Buff. He on that dose D. I got Hot Seats bigger than I wanted to say after all that crap coming out of the star's mouth. We could be looking at a blowout here, Bub. I think Dose, fully healthy, no buys, man, is insane. Dose without Jay Gibbs, 25, ETN, two touchdowns, and Amon-Ra, amazing, is approaching all-star level. So I got Hot Seats. I think Tua eats Patrick Mahomes PP for breakfast, and the Dolphins blow them out. Stev's got most of his pieces intact. I think that'll be more than enough to beat this undermanned Dose team. And I just want to be clear, I would be picking Dose if he didn't have buys, man.
All right, Ross, good players on bye. So what's the message to the squad to try to overcome a little bit of adversity here?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to have to happen, man. I mean, we've been so hot. We wanted to keep the momentum going. And then we get hit with this curveball right here. So many buys, man. So, like – right now, I got to lean towards Hot Seats, going to get the dub over Dose, but don't count us out. I think I could see some crazy stuff from this Dose team, like Edin Mercado scoring twice. That would be crazy. Like, it's not going to happen. It might not happen, but it could. Like, Edin Mercado, two touchdowns over the Myles Garrett defense in Cleveland. So, like, P. Mahomes would need to throw two TDs to our Rice in Germany for us to have a chance. Like, could happen, maybe.
Easy. It's happening.
Kay Gainwell could play football, and that'd be crazy. Who else we got? You know what we need? We need Puka Nacua. to go out. He's been fluky the last couple of weeks.
Stafford playing?
What's that?
Is Stafford
probably
playing?
Probably.
I hope so.
B Rippin.
B Rippin's playing?
I think B Rippin is Stafford, not long term, but could be B Rippin this week.
Yikes. You know, I wish we were playing this hot seats team at full strength, but because we're getting these buys out the way now, I'm glad we're going to have them for Harvey in a couple weeks. So that's good. So congrats, hot seats. I think this will be a banger. I think this will be a banger, though, this week.
All right. Next game, another matchup of teams on three-game winning streaks, another 6-2 versus 5-3. It is Lamarinator against Fly Harvey Fly. Buy injuries this week. So this is crazy. Jay Dobbs is now on the Minnesota Vikings and not the Arizona Cardinals. Lamarinator might be down to one QB. I don't think Deshaun Watson plays football these days. So that's a little tough. Other buys doesn't look like anything consequential. I mean, I don't know. Javonte Williams is a starter on Harvey.
He's
that third running back. Superstar. Yeah.
Don't matter.
Okay.
All right. He butted.
Russ, let's have you start this one. You mentioned you got the game against Harvey circled in a few weeks. Who you got in this one, though?
I mean, that's pretty obvious. You know, I'm offended you asked me that question, to be completely honest, because the Lamarinator tractor – is that a tractor in their picture? Yeah, this team is going to be humbled. Like, 6-2, sure, probably feels good, but Fly Harvey Fly is going to come in and show them what it's like to play a real team in this league. Lamarinator, no chance – this Harvey team looking great this week. Loving the receivers, loving the running backs, loving the quarterbacks, loving the kicker, loving the defense. Just so balanced, so balanced. it's an easy dub. Blowout of the week. Blowout of the week.
Wow. Scotty, earlier you said that Harvey has some holes. Do you stand by that, especially looking at this matchup here? Who you got?
Yeah, I got Fly Harvey Fly in this one. I think Ghost and a Half Men is the number one team that shows, but Fly Harvey Fly is definitely up there. I mean, Jalen to AJ, Eckler, Stigsy is pretty insane. You know, it's Lamar, Nader, the Lambs, whatever you want to call them. They just blew me out. But that QB2 slot is definitely an issue, and – Derrick Henry at Pittsburgh on Thursday, that's not going to go well. And his receivers are very, very, very suspect. So I got Fly Harvey Fly taking it down on this one. He's won the last seven matchups too, by the way. So let's make it 8-0. Wow.
All right, Harvey. How you feeling going into this one against Lamarinator?
About the same I did against Dana above. I think I have a newfound – level of respect for the Gustafsons. 6-2. I mean, that's crazy. When have they ever been 6-2 above? And they're like, I think, second or third highest scoring team in the show. You got to love to see it. I'm a little worried about Kamara playing the Bears and then Jay Ford. I can't believe I'm saying I'm worried about Jay Ford, but he's got the Arizona Cardinals. So that could get a little sketch. But I just think, I mean, you got four first-round picks on this Fly Harvey Fly team, Bub. You got Jalen, you got Austin, you got Diggsy, you got A.J. Brown, I mean, Zay, Jason Myers, Chiefs defense. Like Ross was saying, kicker defense crazy this week. It'll be another blowout, I think, like my fourth in a row. But, yeah, I get it. I'm not insane. I'm just good, very good, not insane. But I'll win this like 115-95 and still not be insane because I'm not dosed.
All right, next matchup doesn't have quite the star power. It is GG, who we established is not back at 2-6, against Los Cuervos on a three-game losing streak. Dawn, streaky team this year. He lost three in a row at 3-5 now. Purdy on a bye for Dawn. He would have had two QBs, except Dawn also has Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Raiders just fired as many people as they could last night from their team. So Ross Dawn down to one QB. Gigi, a little bit of a savvy waiver move with Russell Wilson on a bye, did pick up A. O'Connell today. So some nice little GMing there from Andrew and Brandon. Harvey's giving it a thumbs up. Harvey, who you got here?
Oh, GG is so bad, Bub. You got people taking shots at him on the pod, Bub. You got Ross saying they don't make moves. They phoned it in. No trade, no nothing. Great pickup with Aidan O'Connell. He will be going out this week against the Giants. They get Devontae going again. And GG well over 100 this week.
Don has Devontae, by the way.
Jacoby Myers, all-star, actually going out this week, not Devontae Adams.
Let's go. I
heard that here first. All-stars are going crazy this week.
Yeah, baby.
Jay O'Connell and Jay Myers. And Don is so trash. How is Miles Sanders still in there? It's all Chuba Hubbard. It's all Chuba Hubbard this week. Andrew and Brandon are Bayek, Germany allies. Here's what's going to happen at 6:49 a.m. in Livermore, California. Me and Andrew start ripping some high noons. Tyreek, 80-yard touchdown. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, interception. He's flustered. He sucks. Waddle, next play, 80-yard touchdown. And Andrew is just going out this week, Bud. He's so bayek. I have no idea what I just said.
Ross, you look unconvinced. Who you got here between GG and the Cuervos?
GG's playing someone this week. The other team's going to win because it don't matter. This GG team, the show's like, here, have the best matchups ever. Take it. Try to win. And then they still blow it. They'll lose to anybody, all-stars even. Donald figured it out, even with one QB. Justin Tucker going off this week. this GG team just doesn't have it.
Scotty?
Guys, as much as I hate GG and think they're the worst team in the show, Don's 3-5, and there was a lot of quarterbacks you could get this week. And I didn't see an ad drop in for him. So I feel like he dropped the ball. Feel like he's unfocused. That can't happen in a show above, especially when you're trying to make a playoff push. You lose three straight. Seems like he might have phoned it in. So I got to go with GG with the amazing Aidan O'Connell ad. They get a win here.
Yeah, no more. C-Toon got picked up. Jay Hall got picked up. A. O'Connell got picked up. T. Heineke got picked up. No ads for.
Yeah.
No ads.
And, and those are people with better records, some of them. So he definitely.
Yeah. All right. Next game, let's go East Dillon Lions on an L3. This team is 4-1. Now 4-4. Sace Armadillo's 2-game losing streak. This team was 5-1. Now 5-3. East Dillon, dopest possible schedule. For the Armadillos, no Trevor Lawrence, no Jared Goff.
Wow.
No Clayton Christian Toon. McCaffrey. Running show. So we got C. Toon, and that's it. And then a running back.
Oh, God.
A running back, we got Aaron Jones, Antonio Gibson, and
nada.
No one. Injuries, no one else. Injuries are crazy. So, huge break for me and Kev. Ross, is there any way we can screw this up?
No.
Will Levis in the starting lineup.
Yeah, with Will Levis, this team's unbeatable, except for maybe Dose and Harvey. But Will Levis is the key. That's easy schedule, though. I don't know if it would have mattered either way, though.
Harvey?
if you fumble this, Bub, I want Kevin Cox's butt fired instantly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like
– This is a layup.
All-Stars would beat this team. So, yeah, you got this, bro. Coach.
Scotty?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what I will do here if I don't outscore this Dana team this week. What's my punishment? I think I just have to drop a random player from my bench. Random from 0 to 7. I just got to drop someone.
Spin the roulette wheel, and whoever it lands on is.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. I gotta outscore them. That's my one goal this week. So we're going for that.
All right. Next game, Big Tuna, Wide Wide West. Ross got the munchies. Running a little long. He went to get more munchies. Scotty, who you got here in Tyler versus Giff? Both 3-5.
Any bye issues, injury issues, man? Oh, I've been texting Giff. He's got lots of quarterback issues, but he was able to pick up Jay Hall, Josh Hall.
Zach Wilson and Jay Hall. What could go wrong?
Yeah, my expert recommendation, he picked up Josh Hall, so... he's definitely involved, definitely invested. Didn't want to get fleeced by me earlier today with the defense swap. So I got Wide Wide West in this one. I just see Baker Mayfield in the lineup. That's just all bad. You gotta throw Stafford in there. I know he's gonna play, despite what people think. Throw Stafford in there, Tyler, if you're listening. But either way, Wide Wide West gets one done. Zach Wilson, big game against the Chargers Monday night. Chargers think they're hot stuff since they just had a good game against the Raiders, and they're going to run into a tough defense on the road. So Zach Wilson gets 2 points this week.
Boy, Harvey, I don't know how can you not get excited about, on one side, Zach Wilson, Jay Hall, and Taysom Hill at wide receiver, tight end, and then on the other side at running back, you got Gus Edwards, Zeke Elliott, Alexander Mattison. What a absolute banger matchup here. Who you got?
Big Tuna blows this piece of you-know-what out of Texas, Bub. This is – I said GG blow out of the week. I've changed it. Big Tuna will destroy this cheater, Taysom Hill, garbage, scumbag, cheat. Tyler will – take care of business. He's NorCal gods. Gifts Texas. Texas don't matter. Jay Hall don't matter. Z Wilson's so bad. I'm pulling for Tyler, and I think he'll come through for me.
All right, Ross. While I time stamp that bad word, Harvey's gonna go wash his mouth out with soap after this pod. So much for the statement. You got a quick winner here, Ross.
Remind me where Tyler Menard lives again.
El Dorado Hills, baby.
There's your answer. Easy to win for the NorCal local.
Hey, Tyler was 1-5. It's like, did NorCal. Something in his life change to get him to 2 wins in a row? A third win would get him to 4-5. Absolutely right in the mix for a playoff spot. Let's see it, Tyler. All right. Last game for week 9. It is the Santor Bowl. Scotty needs a kicker. Scotty, did you need a kicker and a defense this week?
And a Q. All three.
And trifactor. You know, you got to respect the moves to actually put out a starting lineup at 1-7 on a 7-game losing streak. I will give you that. Let's see. No buys for the commish. Okay, Ross, is there any way Scotty gets off the schnut? Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
All-Stars winning this game. Easy. Not even a question.
Wow.
Yeah, Sergeant Santor don't got it.
Wow. Okay.
JSN. All right. JSN 2 touchdowns.
Let's go. Newly acquired.
Yep.
And Mark does have Geno Smith.
don't matter.
Chargers defense 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
All right.
Hello, Zach Wilson.
Boy, please let it come down to Monday Night Football with Herbert for the commish and Chargers defense against Zach Wilson for Scotty.
They'll outscore Herbert. Write that down, Andrew.
That could be fun. And Chargers kicker. Nobody has and Chargers kicker. Nobody has Jets, right? No, nobody has any Jets.
No.
Okay. Harvey, I mean, you're on record saying no more wins for Star this season. So you got commish here?
Bub, I Harveyed my F-bomb promise.
Yep.
And I'm Harveying the shit out of my all-star promise. This guy gets his what feels like his first dub of the season, but his first dub as a father against daddy. Daddy don't matter. Daddy sucks against Sonny Boy. All-Stars League Series 15-9. I love to see that. He's got all the momentum on his side. I don't know what momentum that is, but he's got momentum, Bub. He's coming in hot. He's making moves. He'll be up 6:15 a.m. Sunday morning with Spence, chugging high noons, watching the game. Kelsey, 4 touchdowns, 2 of those from backup quarterback Blaine Gabbert, I think, because Mahomes will get hurt for Dose, who's going to lose. And I just think he's going to beat Daddy.
Well, Scotty, in the last 51 and a half minutes, you have garnered enough goodwill to have 2 people actually predict you to win despite being on a 7-game losing streak and playing your dad. Do you get the last word on the pot tonight?
As much as I like my allies, Ross Poindexter and Chris Bone, I think they're trolling me heavy right now. I am not going to win this effing matchup. I'm hot garbage. I'm going to keep losing. I'm actually rooting for my dad to win. He actually has a decent chance to do something in this 2023 The Show season. So I wish him the best. I will literally be rooting for him to win. And that is not a troll. If you scroll up and down my roster, you start with Taylor Heinicke. And then you move on to Daniel Jones. And then you've got some average-ass running backs with Swift, B-Rob, and Pierce. And you've got Travis Kelce as the only good player, like Chris said before. So I'm trying my best. I'm putting out a starting lineup, which is all I can ask for. But go Daddy this weekend. Go Daddy.
All right, we got a Kings game to get to. Everybody enjoy the Kings tonight. Everybody enjoy Germany on Sunday morning. Everybody enjoy week 9. We will be back next week. We'll get back on Tuesday. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next week.
Adios.
Everybody,
go Sergeant.
Everybody go check out the High Noon 12-pack El Prez pack, Tangerine F's
Tangerine God. Tangerine God.